Imagine we're kicking back in a dimly lit corner of a bustling market somewhere on the fringes of the world, where the air's thick with the scent of spices and the murmur of countless stories being shared over steaming plates of local fare. It's here, in this tapestry of human experience, that I bring up a topic that's as tough as it is vital. The International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, coming up on February 6, 2024. We're not just talking about any observance here. This is a day that stands as a beacon against a practice that's nothing short of a human rights nightmare, female genital mutilation, or FGM. Imagine for a moment young girls led into this horror, unaware of the pain awaiting them, subjected to unimaginable acts that leave scars deeper than the eye can see. This isn't just about physical trauma. It's about stealing the very essence of autonomy, cementing archaic notions of gender and power under the guise of tradition. The theme for 2024 hits the nail on the head. Her voice, her future. It's a clarion call for change, urging us to pass the microphone to those who've lived through this darkness, to let their voices guide us toward a future where FGM is but a shadow of the past. It's about empowerment from the ground up, igniting change in the hearts of communities worldwide. As we delve into the progress and the challenges that lie ahead, it's clear that the fight against FGM has seen its share of victories. Rates are dropping in some corners of the globe, thanks to the tireless efforts of activists, educators, and lawmakers who refuse to stand down. But let's not sugarcoat it. The road ahead is fraught with old beliefs and ignorance that cling like shadows. The battle is far from over. The United Nations Fund for Population Activities, UNFPA, and the United Nations Children's Fund are leading the charge, pounding the pavement, the airwaves, and the digital realm with a singular goal. To eradicate FGM, they're not just spreading the word. They're championing the cause, pushing for stringent laws, and ensuring they're more than just ink on paper. And then, there are the survivors, the real heroes of this story, turning their pain into powerful cries against FGM. Their resilience is nothing short of inspiring, a testament to the human spirit's indomitable will. But this isn't just a job for the big guns. The real change happens in the heart of communities, in conversations that challenge the status quo, sparking a flame of change that burns from within. It's about respect, understanding, and taking action that resonates on a deeply personal level. As we look toward the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation in 2024, let's remember the power of our collective voice. Together, we can forge a future where no girl or woman has to endure the horrors of FGM. It's a call to stand with survivors, to amplify their voices, and to commit ourselves to the ceaseless endeavor of putting an end to FGM. So, as we part ways in this corner of the world, amidst the lingering scents and the fading echoes of stories shared, let's carry with us the resolve to make a difference, to join hands in this crucial fight. Thanks for lending your ear to this tale, and let's step forward together into a world where every woman and girl can claim her body, her rights, and her future.